So now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them, and we discuss as we go along?
Not really.
Yeah, it's kind of, we should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The
Okay.
first parameter to choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other. So
Yeah, that's true.
maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
Yeah, give them
have
like the
this
most
disc
comfortable offices.
Yeah.
yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
That makes sense.
That makes sense for everyone. So we
Yeah.
can choose where to put, I would
Switzerland
say,
or something.
the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time, so
Yeah.
it's sort of a different
Yeah,
situation. And he's a professor
and
at the EPFL, but not
yeah.
in Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so
then,
let's
yeah.
go through that first.
So what do you think for Susan and Mackie, for example, their rooms for one person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be an idea.
For Susan, probably, yeah, so she
Yeah.
prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay. Any preferences to which one?
Not really.
Get Susan here for now.
They can switch.
And then Maggie and the other one?
Yeah.
It's up
Yeah.
to them, I guess.
No, it's up to
Yeah,
us.
to me.
Up to us? I mean, they can
They're
switch
not
it
here,
anytime.
so.
They can switch it anyway.
Okay. And then
Pierrette next.
So we need to put Pierrette, André, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now, is do we want to put the three together or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together. Not
Well,
really.
Pierrette has
It's quite
students.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
Andre and Nancy
Yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
Well, does Andre? He
Some.
teaches, but
Some. Yeah.
yeah.
But few. Less
Just
than Pierrette.
yeah.
So we have.
Because also, if we're going to put people together by projects, then there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects. Right?
Yeah. I just realized something. The two people room in the middle, which has only one windows,
Yeah.
it's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fight through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk
Yeah.
near the window. And okay,
Except
she's not
we.
near the mailbox,
Yeah.
but.
And near the photocopy.
But it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it
Yeah,
is so that you
but
have.
you, I mean, I think everybody is supposed to spend more time in their office than in the reading room.
Like,
So we
finally.
might think that it's better to have a more comfortable office than a more comfortable
Yeah, I agree.
reading
It's
room. I don't know. It changed the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architects put only
Yeah.
one windows. Who built this building? Do we know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. What do
So
you think?
I don't know. We spent quite
Yeah.
some time at the last meeting and to
Yeah,
decide
I
this,
know,
and
but in the
now
last
we're
meeting,
just.
nobody just took attention at this one windows problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course,
well,
but everybody had the documents before, so you could like study them.
Yeah,
so
you
I
too. I can say the same to you.
Yeah,
and
but
something.
There's where do we put the two people that are 50% in that room?
In
the two APFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they're only here 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the 3-person rooms.
What?
How we get, who we gonna put in the 3-person rooms? I mean, we have now 2 3-person rooms left, and
no, but the main problem, we have the same number of place and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I just noticed that we have these 2-people room.
And you also have
with
one 3-person
one
room with 2 windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind to have that?
And Nikos volunteers.
Okay. So Nikos and
who are you,
you
with
have
you?
To find you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so
why not?
Okay.
From the
let's put
David
in there.
Yeah. Do you know David?
No?
You will learn to know him.
You'll meet him. Okay. So I'm just gonna make a list on here of who we have. Keep talking.
So David and Lucas, it's done. And we
so where were we? Pierretta Andre and Nancy.
Andre and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierretta and her two PhD students into one room.
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students does she have?
Well, 2 Marianne's or
and me.
And you too. Okay.
Yes, I'm doing a PhD.
Yes,
there's the nose of Pierre.
Officially.
Okay, so David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan are done. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again?
Yeah.
So what happened? That might be a good idea to put Gerard with 2 PhD students,
okay.
Whoever they are.
Would it be nice and give them 3 windows?
Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
Which
so
one?
We're close by.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So Pierrette and the 2 Mariannes.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Okay, so put me with Marianne and Pierrette, it's all right. And we put Marianne in front, if you want to be.
Where, here?
No, on the room in the opposite.
Oh,
here. Oh, no, that's the old town view.
Well, that's
would have to be here, or the other 3-person room.
Yeah, old town as well.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
I can
live.
Well, she's not that far if she's like in this one here.
And that's good because there are Pierrette, Marianne, and Nikos there on the other side of the corridor. So it's
yeah. Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's left?
Nancy, Martin, Pierrette. No, Pierrette is done. Andre, Yalina, Maria, and Agnes.
Yeah, Yalina would be good. And Axelis is working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina with.
With a beautiful laughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have. Do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and Andre together since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And anyway, Martin is just 50%.
Yeah, and we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And that leaves
Maria and Nancy.
Nancy.
That's really strange.
That's all?
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why? So, what do we think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this? To where to the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy.
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split. Except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides.
Yeah.
And then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on Iron 2. And so does Susan. Although the Susan and Maggie,
I think
thing
this
we can't
project
really
thing
change.
Is not a good thing. This project splitting.
No.
Splitting my project.
But then we should split the little med SLT party up.
Yeah. No, but
yeah,
if you split by project, you put me in 1-person room.
All on your own. I would put it the other way. I would put the room with Martin in it in the 2-window room, because he's 50%, so then at least the other 2 people get.
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the 3-person room with 2 windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just move him or the 2 groups? You just.
Either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
Is this about windows? Or
yeah,
about
that was my question.
It must be functional.
Yeah.
If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean, with whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project, or.
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
Yeah.
If you're working on the same project.
We can Skype each other.
Yeah, we can Skype. But you're going to disturb all the people.
Too lazy to get up and walk next
we're
door.
We're going to disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know. Like right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time. And
yeah.
That's important project
of
too. But,
but
sleeping
I mean,
and stuff like that.
That's fine.
Mm.
Like I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on Iron 2 or. Someone who works on Parmenides. It's not like.
And it's quite funny to hear other activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activities that you don't understand
no, I
don't
know
or.
About, yeah. You hear things out of context.
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on Med SLT and he's sharing Med SLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I work on the same project.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Yeah. I don't know, you were saying that Maria and Nancy doesn't fit together in the same...
Can't really see them sharing an office.
So what do you
why.
Say if you change the office, I don't know, and you work with Nancy, or...
Or put Andre and Nancy together, because they're starting that new... project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin.
Me and Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that
so
working
okay.
a bit better.
Yeah, okay, why not?
What are
I'm
you saying?
Not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No, what's bothering him?
I don't know. Yeah, what is it now?
I thought you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
First of all. No,
you're changing your mind all the time.
Somebody no, from the beginning I said the three-person room is quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah, but if you work with the people like Pierrette and Marianne
and... to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in a three-person room, so we could do the same
you
in the three-person rooms,
but
there is still this problem.
You and have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because it's...
Well,
she gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is here for work.
Yeah.
not us,
for enjoying the view.
Exactly.
Well,
anyway, it's always fucking Geneva, so there is no view.
Pierrette is having quite a unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Puno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but
that's so it's gonna
and Pierrette as well. We all have reception.
Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch? No.
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have people...
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Well, isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have one?
Yeah. Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So well, of course,
you can move with your desktop.
Yeah. Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like if people are actually using it as a reading
room. The aim was having... A room, calm room for reading, or...
So what... Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Yeah, okay.
And then... I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with moving people around.
Okay, can we say that David...
goes here.
Yeah, instead of...
You were the first one on the list, but
okay,
if you wanted to move someone else...
No, because I was thinking of, we can... having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people.
reception people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and I are receiving, and Maggie and Susan are receiving a lot of students.
So what if
so
we put
you
with
the Finnish, for example, if you want.
Well, you
will you have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so
yeah,
ask
so
it
that's
along.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Love
it.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena into
it. Yeah, yeah. But that's nice to have a corner, a student, I mean, a student area.
So
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy for them to...
Yeah, to find us, and it's also quite noisy when you have this kind of parade of students before the exams. So if you work and you have this.
So he goes on the arena.
Do you
want to go
somewhere
else?
I have no problem with that.
So in the photocopy is still... Yeah,
we have to prune out one on the other side of the photo wall.
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
Yeah, the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from...
Well, you have the other...
Yeah.
...lift.
Yeah, if we change the
switch,
three people, Pierrette, Marianne, David, David.
With here?
With here and...
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's
so like that, and then
and
move
then,
into...
So we have three windows
yeah.
with view everywhere.
That's what the plan was.
With the
mountains.
Yeah.
By mountains, yes.
Did you get the photocopying noise? Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
We
and
do
it's not very healthy either, yeah.
And bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Okay.
I think that's quite nice.
Or did. Was good. I should start making full sentences. What about. I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then?
But.
And put David.
With Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office?
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Yeah.
Because if they have reception. I know, I thought you were saying that Pierrette should have a smaller office, or be in a smaller office because of reception or something, or did I just completely misunderstand?
No, the reason to put Pierrette and Marianne, and to put Marianne and I together is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is
because he's 50%.
Yeah, it's 50% in a three.
Okay, that works.
Place office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, this looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do have the desk office.
Yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy
it's
with
that.
It's
a kind of dictatorship decision. We are here to make a decision. And Agnes, you're going to sell this to the administrator.
Yeah, I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, so?
Okay, what arguments do I need? Well, we have the
argument of
student. The group and
student
here.
You can also.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have them for the professors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person rooms.
I
think. Yeah. So it is sort of a, well, no, it's not a project, but. It's weird because it kind of isn't, it kind of isn't. Because Maria Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And Pierre
yeah, but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we can't. That is a little square you put. Oh, it's a printer
and
the photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just write down the arguments for why.
Student reception.
I had one suggestion. If possible, we could move me and Yelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, I just. It's just more convenient if I'm closer with my.
You.
The partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype as you said.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Happy?
So, the arguments are student reception in one corner.
So that's a nice reduction.
Yeah. 50% staff in the three person room.
Okay,
and the projects, they are quite well grouped actually.
Yeah.
Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, but we can't do anything about that.
And the two professors, one asking them.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Same,
she's the heart.
Yeah, heart of the.
And since you will meet the administrator, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor, there's
it's
no coffee
kitchen.
Machine.
it's not a kitchen.
You mean like a little machine or
no,
a vending?
A vending
machine. The little machine, I think, would be harder to sell, but.
Never try.
Yeah, good coffee.
Who is good coffee?
Yeah.
Italian one, please.
Quite strong. Strong, good coffee.
Yeah. And hot.
Yeah.
It's not
for
the
afternoon.
Yeah. What did you say? Hot tea?
Hot tea.
Oh,
for the afternoon,
tea.
Yeah. Because with strong coffee, I don't sleep.
If you late,
yeah.
If you work late, yeah. And to drink yeah.
And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere?
Nope.
Not for
not
me,
smoking
but
building.
Yeah, but we okay. We have the terrace still on the sixth floor.
No. There is no terrace on that building.
No.
No,
they'll have to go down.
They have to go down, yeah.
So, no, we're not going to change the plane only for the smokers.
So
well, it's ideal for Nancy.
Yeah,
she's just
yeah.
Very close to the lifts.
Exactly.
And Susan
and
Maggie
close
that's why
as well.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
Okay.
Excellent, huh?
Let's
see what the. Is everyone happy with that? Yeah,
I think so.
Just checking
if they actually have everyone, but I think
they
do.
So, when exactly are we supposed to know?
In.
Three weeks.
3 weeks. So, they've set up everything, wiring, internet. Or what's this
as far as
right
I know,
now?
Yeah. As far as I know, basically we pack up one day, the movers come and take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes. So when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office.
Wow.
And all the
that's
IPs and everything is set up. They're trying.
Mm.
So we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yes, they don't confuse the other Marianne's boxes.
Can we think of putting a whiteboard
yeah,
somewhere in the hall for general information?
We can try. I can
that'd
ask
be a good
them.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail in.
But that's not really.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference.
Ah,
okay,
yeah,
you know,
posters. Okay, that's kind of
a big board.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Where, like along.
Along one
Gisella's
of the walls. Yeah.
Or in front of the reading room. Or
yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
Posters. On.
Okay, so. Along that bottom hallway somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Anything else I need to ask them?
No more special questions.
I don't. Actually, we may need to sort out. That's not helpful. I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where. Because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to find
yeah.
if they prefer to be in front of like to video or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that, then they're not happy.
Yeah, we don't want to.
We are all adults, so I think we can.
Yeah, no,
speak and
yeah. I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything
okay.
up for us or not, but we can change it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. The same as.
Can you mail a copy of that to everybody?
Yep. Not right now, because I'm not going to the internet. But I will.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Done then.